It's a trap!
Hello and welcome to episode number 168 of Radio TCX,
your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray.
And this is a very exciting time to be an X-Wing player. We finally have details on the 2019 X-Wing World Championships. I feel like we've had to wait forever to get information about what's going on in X-Wing competitive play.
Absolutely. This is going to be the first World Championships for X-Wing 2nd Edition. And, of course, we've had the build-up with our first invitational season for Worlds. So there's been a lot of hype building up to the event. And finally, we've gotten some details.
So we're going to look at those details today. We're going to actually share our thoughts on those details. So it won't just be straight information from us. We're going to give you some commentary about how we feel about them and how they reflect the changes that have been made to the game since Second Edition was released.
Yeah, so let's dive right in.
So in a recent live stream, Fantasy Flight laid out details for the 2019 X-Wing World Championships and, incidentally, the Star Wars Destiny Card Game World Championships. They'll be taking place this coming October 16th through 20th at the St. Paul River Center in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Right, so it starts on a Wednesday and goes through Sunday. It's at this big convention center in downtown St. Paul, and we've got quite a bit of different events, you know, throughout the whole week, culminating in the main World's Championship event.
Yeah, so they laid out the schedule, generally speaking. We're still waiting on actually side event information and some other small details, but the main events have been laid out for us. Starting on Wednesday, October 16th, there will be the Coruscant Invitational, and at that same time, there'll be a last chance qualifier for players who did not receive invites to Worlds. There's going to be some tickets available so that you can have a chance to actually play in the main Worlds event.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal, and we'll go into further details on the last chance qualifier here soon.
And then on Thursday and Friday, we'll have X-Wing Day 1A and Day 1B leading into Saturday, October 19th, where X-Wing Day 2 will take place, and that'll be the true finals. So you'll have Day 1A and Day 1B as your kind of qualifying main event, where all the players who received invites, either from making top 8 in a system open or winning a hyperspace trial, those players will all be playing against whatever players move over from the last chance qualifier. They'll be fighting for a spot to play on day two, and that'll lead into the final cut where they will determine the world championship of X-Wing for this season.
And so then on Sunday, after everything's over, you know, Destiny players will still be playing it out, but nobody really cares about that. What we care about is you have the first opportunity to qualify for the 2020 world championships that Sunday.
Yeah, so it's just going to be a crazy, solid 5 days of X-Wing tournaments, which is probably the largest scale X-Wing event. I think it'll finally be able to compete with those giant European tournaments.
Yeah, I sure hope so. It looks like they finally have the space to accommodate a bunch of people. So it should be really exciting. If you do good enough on Sunday, you can come back next year.
If you already received an invite, either for making top 8 at a system open or winning a hyperspace trial, you can claim your spot right now through the FFG website. Just find the article for Worlds. You've got a deadline of September 30th. If you win a hyperspace trial after that event, then you're just going to have to email Organized Play directly. They have all that information on the article you can check out online.
Right. So this is pretty straightforward where they just ask you some questions about, you know, what event you placed at, how you got your invite, so that they can verify you do have the invite.
The really exciting news, though, I think, for the World Championship, a lot of this is stuff we could have assumed, but the last chance qualifier was a little bit of a surprise on the live stream, and I think a welcome surprise.
Oh, this was a huge surprise. I mean, something that people have been wanting, you know, Worlds is always a fun event, and, you know, this year it seemed like it was exclusive to just those people who earned the invites, which, you know, does take away a bit of the fun of the big X-Wing celebration that Worlds is every year. And so now, you know, anyone who wants to go can go. They have a chance to sign up through the last chance qualifier.
Yeah, so it seems like FFG is trying to address a lot of the issues people have had with World Championships in the past. I've been going to X-Wing World Championships for many years now, and I've seen them transition from kind of, you know, smaller-ish events. I mean, the first Worlds I went to didn't seem that big, and now they've just a really popular tournament with, you know, many, many people wanting to participate. There not always being enough spots. So we've seen over the years Fantasy Flight tried different systems. They've done their first come, first serve tickets, which upset a lot of players. If they, you know, had a computer glitch or put in their information wrong, they lose out on their chance to get tickets. More recently, they switched to the lottery system where you basically had to just submit your name and some details, and then they would randomly pick people to give tickets to. This was also frustrating for a lot of players who, you know, even if they really wanted to go to Worlds and were able to guarantee themselves travel to Worlds, they weren't able to get a ticket necessarily. So I feel like they're moving into a system that seems better to handle both the players who want to earn their way in either by getting that top eight or winning a hyperspace trial, or players who are just going to be able to get those tickets and want to participate in the weekend. Because I feel like the World Championships has always been kind of a celebration of the game as much as it is a World Championship. So it's cool that both players who have really earned their spots are going to have guaranteed spots. And then there'll still be opportunity for players who weren't able to win those big events to be able to participate the weekend event.
Right. So this last chance qualifier kind of seems like the perfect compromise to get kind of everybody happy about Worlds. You know, you have the prestige of it being an invitational event, but, you know, for people who just want to attend and still have a shot at participating, we have this last chance qualifier. And we know that through there, at least 64 players are going to be guaranteed entry into the main Worlds tournament. So if you get top 64 at the last chance qualifier, you get a spot at Worlds. That might be opened up to more than the top 64 gaining spots, depending on how many players with invites end up claiming a spot at Worlds.
Yeah, it seems like the language FFG used to describe the top 64 getting in was intentionally vague. I'm guessing, like, my expectation would be they're going to see how many people actually accept the invites they've gotten, and then they want to fill out their main events, day 1A and day 1B, with players from the last chance qualifier. They just want to assure people, though, with the top 64, that at least a little bit more than an eighth of the field would be able to get in. So you do have a decent chance, if you play well at the last chance qualifier, of actually making the main event. I think that leaves room up there where if, you know, they don't fill out all the slots, which seems likely, not everyone's able to travel to Minnesota in October, that there'll probably be some more players making it from that event.
Yeah. And what's nice here also is that, you know, even if you aren't one of those top 64 players getting a spot through the last chance qualifier, you still get to participate in all the celebration around it. You get to participate in all the side events. I mean, just being able to, you know, watch all the games, I think, is really cool. There's always so many exciting games that happen at Worlds, and being able to witness that is always a cool opportunity.
And FFG has said that there will be both hyperspace side events and just on-demand pods for X-Wing players. So if you really want to play a lot of games of X-Wing, it looks like there's going to be opportunities for you to do that. Obviously, you'll have that prize wall back, hopefully with some really sweet prizes. And I think they said that they're going to have some Epic play too, which new second edition Epic should be available at this point.
Right. That was a pleasant surprise for me too. You know, that Epic side event, I think, is one of the most prestigious events of the Worlds tournament.
It's sometimes the only way anyone will play Epic for some
right.
of us.
I mean, I'm glad that'll still be a part of the Worlds tournament. You know, we weren't sure because it wasn't part of second edition initially, but they've claimed it'll be out in time to be a Worlds side event.
Well, and it's making me wonder now, too, if we'll see maybe an Epic release at Gen Con. That seems like that would be a good time to actually release whatever content they're putting out for new Epic.
Yeah, that seems pretty likely and fits with the Worlds timeline.
If you want to get a ticket for one of the 400 spots available for the last chance qualifier, those will go on sale on June 28th at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, so if you're like Tim and, you know, you need to get into this to be able to play at Worlds, don't miss that. Don't miss that time slot. We don't know how quick these will fill up.
Yeah, I already requested time off, so hopefully I'll be there.
Excellent.
Running concurrently, though, with the last chance qualifier on Wednesday the 16th in October will be the Coruscant Invitational, which looks like it's going to be another slightly weirdly formatted event. We haven't gotten a lot of details about it, but what they've told us is kind of making us furrow our brows.
I mean, so the big format is that it'll be a team event. You know, the Coruscant Invitational features just the winners of all the system open series. These are the players who earn that not only their invite to Worlds, but they get to play at the Coruscant Invitational, and they get their travel covered by Fancy Flight. So they all get to participate in this showcase event. And so they're going to be put in teams. Not quite sure how that will work.
Yeah, it's a little weird to run a team event where you don't choose your teammates. Like, maybe you do, but that would be weird. I feel like they'd probably just assign teammates.
Right. I mean, the system opens happen all over the world. So it'll be interesting to see how they pair the teams together. They did mention that, you know, within this, they're going to have to play every faction in the game, and maybe even cover Epic.
Yeah, they said Epic will be involved in some capacity and that it will have some kind of surprising finish that only X-Wing can pull off. Who knows what that means? Hopefully we'll get some details in the not too distant future. But it seems like they're kind of angling the Coruscant Invitational to really separate itself out from the main World Championship event. It seems like this is working more as kind of a promotional bit to showcase new elements of the game, maybe new releases. Definitely just
right.
Showcase.
This seems like it's just kind of a fun honor, and that more of the prestige is focused on the main Worlds event.
And I got to think, like, even if this event is kind of goofy, it's probably okay for the people who participate into it because they're getting their travel covered to Worlds and they'll still get to play in the main event. So this is just an extra thing to do and get your name out there, which is cool.
Right. It should certainly be fun to watch and cheer on.
And Fantasy Flight has said that they'll be having live streams running throughout the weekend. They haven't given us too much details. Obviously, there's no streaming schedule yet. I'm going to imagine, unless they start up another Twitch channel, that the streams are going to probably be split between Destiny and X-Wing, which is unfortunate. I'd love to have consistent X-Wing streams going all day from FFG.
Right, as it seems there will be good X-Wing being played every day. It would be nice to have that being covered.
I think we should also mention, too, you know, if I haven't earned a spot at Worlds yet. So, you know, if FFG wants to bring me on to do some commentary, I'm available. I'm in Minnesota. They know where to find me, right?
Yeah. But it'd be more fun to have you play, Tim.
It would be more fun. Yeah, I definitely want to play. Streaming's good, too, though. I love doing commentary.
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned, you know, there'll be side events. This will work pretty similar to the system opens where, you know, playing games is going to gain you tickets, whether it's side events or main events. Then you can cash those tickets in at a prize wall and get whatever cool swag you want. You know, it's worth mentioning, usually the world's prize wall is far and above better than any of the other prize walls. Previously, they've gone back and, you know, looked at a bunch of their old templates or dice and made those available, which is really cool.
Yeah, I don't mind the prize wall system. I think at the last World Championship for first edition, which was, what, a year and a half ago now, it was maybe a little bit weird with some of the caps they had on the cards. It was kind of a first come, first serve with still low ticket cost. I'm sure they've refined that over time. I've actually liked the prize wall system at the System Open Series. Being able to buy a game mat with my tickets felt pretty good.
Yeah, at the Denver System Open, we saved up our tickets and got play mats instead. That was fun.
I think overall, though, looking at the setup of the World Championship so far, I'm pretty excited for it. I feel like Fantasy Flight has made a lot of good decisions here. I think a big one was moving the World Championships away from the FFG event space in Roseville and moving to a convention center. I think that's really going to lend itself to making it feel like a more special event. Because for those of us living in Minnesota, like, I play at FFG pretty frequently, so going to that space does not feel exactly special to me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for me. This will be my first time being a out-of-town guest. That'll be fun.
It was a shame you didn't win a system open and get your travel covered.
I know.
You can just come stay with me. That's fine.
Yeah. But I think this change to the convention center is awesome. I mean, we didn't talk about the main event too much. It's pretty straightforward, but the big difference is there will be room for a lot more players, which is just really exciting. You know, 2 full days, you know, they said they can fit 400 players in that hall for the last chance qualifier. So it seems like they have room for 2 400 player days, which is crazy. We'll see if they have that many people participate.
Yeah. I'm a little like with the 400 spots for the last chance qualifier, like I'm trying to think, like, will they fill all those spots? Because it's kind of a weird position. If you didn't already get an invite to the event, are people going to want to take a time off in the middle of a week there for the potential chance to make it to the final day? I guess it's less difficult for locals, but
I mean, I think so. If you look at the attendance we've been having at System Open Series here and around the world, it's been pretty high. You know, regionals haven't been as high of attendance, partly through the rebranding, I think, and perhaps oversaturation. But the System Open Series have been incredibly popular. And, you know, if you're traveling for an event comparable to System Open Series, I think, you know, if you're going to do one big trip a year, Worlds should definitely be it. This is the ultimate celebration for X-Wing. You get to play with, you know, the best players around the world. I would be pretty surprised if those 400 spots for the last chance qualifier didn't fill up.
I am pretty excited too that, you know, moving the event out of Roseville to St. Paul seems like an upgrade. Not as good as moving it to Minneapolis, which is where I live. And I think Minneapolis is, I like it a little bit better. There's cool stuff in St. Paul, though. The event is going to be held right next to Cassetta's, which is this like gigantic fast Italian food restaurant. You can get pizza, pasta. It's super good. So usually if I'm in St. Paul, I'm going to Cassetta's. So that's super sweet.
Yeah, and Bad Weather Brewery is not too far from there. That's also a good time.
Yeah, I think I'll maybe make a list, send out to people from out of state of cool areas to go if you're in Minnesota. Because, you know, if you're only playing in one of those qualifying days, you might have a day to kill here. And there's lots of cool stuff to do in Minnesota. And hopefully this will be before all the snow arrives. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's mid-October. It'll still be pretty warm.
You don't know about the giant blizzard of 91 in October, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think overall this just seems like so much positive change. I know there was a lot of stress on this competitive season for players, you know, that pressure to get an invite. And now having that last chance qualifier, I think, really relieves a lot of that for players who just wanted to go and attend because it's a fun event.
And even if it seems maybe a little unfair that players who didn't earn a spot are able to participate, that's going to be a pretty brutal weekend, though, if you have to make it through the last chance qualifier into those top spots and then still have to play the main event against all the people who didn't have to do an extra grueling day of X-Wing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. I think they've earned it at that point. And I think just, you know, moving to a convention center is such a big deal that makes all these other things possible. It's something we've kind of been asking for years, and it's cool to finally have it happen here.
Carson, if there's one more thing you'd like to see announced about the 2019 X-Wing World Championship, what would you like to hear about? What would be a good addition?
I mean, I am the most curious about the dice, of course. What am I going to have to do to earn some dice? That's always what I care about.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to see what... You know, especially after they've made those gold X-Wing attack dice available through Outer Rim Smuggler board game, I want to see, okay, well, how are we upping the bar? How are we making the world's dice even cooler? That's what I'm curious about.
Double-sized.
Metal.
Metal would be sweet.
Metal. Gold and silver metal dice? That's a power play.
Yeah, just break some models while you're playing the game.
Take notes, Wade.
If any of you guys are planning to attend the World Championships, either through an invite you earned or just go into the last chance qualifier, let us know. We could probably set up some sort of meetup since this is happening in, Radio TCX's hometown. I guess not Carson's hometown anymore. But we can probably set something up there because we'd love to talk to you guys at the event outside of just playing.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Radio TCX. I know it was a little bit shorter, but we really wanted to focus in on how excited we were for the World Championship. If you like our podcast, though, please go to facebook.com/Radio TCX and like our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy the show, please go onto iTunes and leave us a 5-star review along with a comment saying what you like about the podcast and what others would be interested in listening.
And if you want to support the show directly, please consider going onto patreon.com/radioTCX and becoming a supporter of the show today. It really means so much to us.
Again, folks, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.